today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
There, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I'm Patrick Foster. I want to welcome you to another episode of our show. Appreciate everybody who listens, whether it's every day or every now and then. Today, folks, I wanted to talk briefly about the emails that we sometimes get here at Rockin' the Suburbs. And, you know, our email address is rock@suburbspod.com. You can email us there anytime. But we also get a pretty large variety of emails from people trying to promote their music or letting us know about new releases, new artists, songs, all kinds of things. Even that Prince guy from Nigeria occasionally will email us asking us to pick up our inheritance. But an interesting email caught my eye the other day, and it came from... And the subject line of the email was new music from the Airport 77's Pals of Apollo 66. So that caught my eye because, number one, Apollo 66 is a great band that we've interviewed on this program. If you go back to episode 1194, we actually did an interview with Apollo 66 in September of last year. And that was in anticipation of the Suburbs Fest appearance that they made. They played last year at Suburbs Fest, the initial Suburbs Fest, and they're going to be playing this year on night three of Suburbs Fest. That's right, October 1st. Suburbs Fest is coming up Thursday, September 29th, Friday, September 30th, and Saturday, October 1st. And Apollo 66 will be headlining. So I thought it was really interesting, and I checked out the music of the Airport 77s and sent an email back to Andy Sullivan, who was the guy who emailed me. It was very, very nice, and gave me some information on the band, and they have a brand new album coming out. I thought I would turn you guys on to the Airport 77s because just reading the first paragraph of their little bio that's on their website, airport77s.com, it reads the following. For the Airport 77's, music is about attitude and altitude. Grounded in the timeless tenets of power pop, the Maryland trio assembles a sturdy airframe of killer hooks, catchy beats, and sneaky Zevon-esque wordplay. Then applies enough energy to take flight. If you find yourself dancing, well, that's the entire point. Now, of course, here on Rockin' the Suburbs, we love power pop. And we love Zevon things, of course. And, of course, any friends of Apollo 66 are friends of ours. So I thought I would, share a little music. And Andy Sullivan was kind enough to send me a couple of tracks that are coming up from their new record. And I should mention, too, that the band consists of bassist Chuck Dolan, drummer John Kelly, and guitarist Andy Sullivan. And just to give you a little background on Airport 77s, during the pandemic, they went into a legendary inner ear studio with our friend Don Zientara, who we have interviewed on this podcast as well. And they recorded 8 songs, and they released a debut record called Rotation. And that record is out there on the streamings, so you can find it. What else I learned is that that record caught the attention of Gem Records, which you may remember was a company back in the day that did a lot of imports. You always saw the Gem sticker, and they're still a going concern. And the cool thing is that this Friday, the Airport 77's full-length debut for the label, We Realize You Have a Choice, is going to be coming out. So why don't we hear a little bit of music from it and see what you guys think.
She only comes alive when
That was a song called Somebody's, and from what I understand, that's being played on Little Steven's Coolest Songs show on Sirius XM, which is really neat. Loved it. And the band is actually going to be playing around the D.C. area here in the next couple weeks, a few times, actually. They're going to be playing on September 29th, the first night of Suburbs Fest. They're actually playing in a different venue, but from what I understand, this is going to be their record release show, and they'll be on a little bit later in the evening, so it's possible that folks from Suburbs Fest could go over and catch the Airport 77s. They'll also be playing an early afternoon show on Saturday, October 1st. Adams Morgan Porch Fest, and then this one really is appealing to me. Friday, October 7th, they're going to be playing at the Sligo Creek Golf Course, and that sounds like a lot of fun to me. After a round of nine holes, you can tuck into some Airport 77, so I thought that was great. But it definitely looks like they play around here in the D.C. area and environs around the DMV. Why don't we go ahead and hear then the other song? It's called One Good Thing About Summer. Stuff, right? Definitely takes you back to those early nervy power pop days, right? Very, very cool stuff. Love it a lot. I mean, and can you just imagine the Airport 77s playing with the stick arounds? Like, that would be a really good show, right? I mean, amazing. Clean, crisp, all well put together, well sung, well played. Really nice stuff. So definitely get your ears ready for the Airport 77s. We realize you have a choice. Coming out on Gem Records this Friday, September 30th. Very cool. Also wanted to mention, too, Andy told me that he previously played in a band from Minneapolis, Minnesota called Steeplejack in the 1990s. And just doing a little research on Steeplejack, it looks like they put out four records or so in the 90s. And I don't know if anybody around the Minnesota area was familiar with them. Have to check in with Jimmy Linetti. I know he's busy opening his new DJ Glove Repair physical store location, but I don't know if he knows anything about Steeplejack or anybody else out there in the Minneapolis area. If you heard of Steeplejack, let us know. Seems like some pretty cool stuff. Just started to dive in. They are described as bittersweet brand of punk country. Played in the Minneapolis area from 93 to 98. So definitely check that out as well. All right. Some new discoveries for you guys to listen to today. Tomorrow, we're going to be back with some stuff I'm going to clean out of the Rock in the Suburbs, Suburban Party Line area that I forgot to check on. And I apologize for that, but there was some good stuff in there. Really good stuff. So I'm going to have some August new music picks. It's not too late. We haven't done September yet. I'm going to get these in because it was totally error code PF, if y'all know what that means. And something I just overlooked, and I don't want to miss these contributions from excellent folks. And we've got a few more albums. First albums I bought with my own money stories to bring to you as well. So we'll get that stuff going for the rest of this week. And thank you for tuning in, as we said. And we're going to go out with a song from the first Airport 77's record, Rotation. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow. When you're kissing on me, do you think of James McAvoy? McAvoy, I mean, I get it. He's really dreamy. Sitting situations I'd even call him steamy. When you
you kissing on me? Do you think it James McAvoy? McAvoy, I mean, I get it. Rings your bell, but I wanna be the one to make your heart swell. I mean, I get it, super great. But do you think he's like on a date? If he ordered the Chardonnay, would you order the Chardonnay?
Paragraph here of their bayou.